state Senate debate on traveling sales crew regulation grew contentious, with West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman saying the new law will drive at least one company which contracts with college students out of Wisconsin.
Once again, Wisconsin, the most regulated state in the union. And I think we can see here that the gentleman is soon going to be proud of that, that will be the first state in the country that will not allow this business that has been around for 140 years to continue their business model.
But the bill's author, Wanakee Democrat John Erpenbach, says no one need lose a summer job because of new regulations.
I hear the companies say, we don't want to. We shouldn't have to. You should exempt us because we've been around for 140 years, and we take college kids, and we help them build up their own business and so on, and that's all a wonderful thing. That's all a wonderful thing. But we know it's very difficult to pass legislation and exempt one company.
Well, the bill was inspired by a 1999 van crash near Janesville, which killed seven young people on a magazine sales crew. It requires crew members to be employees of the sales companies rather than independent contractors. Phil Ellenbacher of Verona was exultant, just a day short of the 10-year anniversary of that van crash, which claimed the life of his daughter Melinda and six other young people.
And I think they may have passed it just because they wanted to get rid of me, because I bug them so much.
Ellenbacher says there's a reason why it took so long to finally get the legislation passed.
It's a complex issue, and it's a very powerful piece of legislation. It took this long, I think, because it had to be handled correctly, and it had to be worked on, and it had to be fine-tuned. And that's what's been going on for all these years. A lot of people have been involved in this, and I think the outcome today is the most incredible outcome for everyone.
The bill now heads to Governor Jim Doyle for his signature. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.